On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Come Monday, it'll be alright.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
Victoria, 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 Victoria.
If it's Monday, and it is, it's Victoria Day in England. And here on the show, it is.
Oh,
Tori's here. Tori Lagarde, ladies and gentlemen.
I get a day once a week. Yay! Every day.
Tori is an actress. She's an oracle and a humorist, and that's all. That's enough.
That's it.
She's more
I'm
things.
I'm tired. I don't want to do anything else.
A lot of stuff you do, man.
I do.
But you know, it's a living.
This is my favorite.
The humorist?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's nice. It's a good thing. It's a good thing.
The podcasting.
Get you through life, you know? Get you through life. If you don't have the humorist part, you can't get through life very well.
No, you got to laugh at the situation of life as
you
it
do,
is.
You do, and it's crazy. It's crazy.
The world is upside down. I taught my little grandson to say, the world is upside down.
Isn't that cute?
And he said, and then he went, the world is not upside down. Mm-hmm. I said, yeah, but James, if you say that...
Well, kind of. What's right side up?
It's what I said. It's the political
political thing.
Climate of things. So
I am so. We'll talk politics for just one second.
No, we never do that.
I'm legitimately pissed. Before I was upset.
Well, you were pissed and then you got better. Now you're pissed again.
Pissed again. I'm pissed more than ever now.
Oh, no. What now?
Well, as you know, last week on Thursday. The House of Representatives
voted there was a big deal.
Yeah, for the not for the impeachment itself, but to go into the impeachment
and
formally.
So what happened?
Well, I'll tell you, Tori.
I think I know.
All the House of Representative Republicans didn't go along with it.
Oh,
they voted
no. Okay.
And all of the
thought they didn't vote at all.
No, they voted no.
Oh.
And the Democrats, two of them actually voted no, and all the rest. Yeah, so it passed quite easily. And now we get into the full hearing and investigation for the impeachment part. And if that goes through, which it will, then we go to the Senate and we try to remove his little ass out of the office.
But the Senate, wasn't that always the problem?
And it will be again.
Majority.
It will be again. Okay. But what I'm pissed about is what these Republicans in the House are saying is, yeah, it's okay for the president to do whatever he wants.
To collude with Russia.
That's fine.
Right.
When you got an election coming up, yeah, try to destroy them through making deals and threats.
And as I said before, these true patriots, these flag wavers, how are they sitting still for that? Don't you just want Mike Pence? Come on, people. Just get this dude away.
I don't understand.
He's not for you.
It's just shameful at this point that when that's right in front of them, they don't even argue that happened. They say, no, it's okay, you can do that.
It came out of his mouth, his face hole.
I know.
I heard him say those words about Ukraine. He said it. There's proof, there's evidence. And he's not even denying it.
No, it's a fact. Now the thing is that the process is wrong, but that has nothing to do with it. But, he did it, but get over it. It's okay.
It's the shooting on Fifth Avenue. That's always going to come back. He said
God.
That before he was even elected,
That's
and it's so haunting.
It's so problemish.
So haunting.
Hope it changes.
He could do anything.
Anyway, let's move on from that because, I don't like to talk about it. It's not worth talking about, even though he's in a situation that affects everybody. But anyway, let's move on.
All right. Well, people that talk, as a matter of fact, talk. Mm. What about someone that tells you all about something they just watched, like a movie or a TV show?
Oh, yeah.
The whole thing.
The whole thing.
Wait, wait, wait. You know, like, wait a second. Now I don't need to watch it? you really got to see this. And then they die, and then it's really sad. And I'm like, are you kidding me right now? Do you know people that do that, first of all?
Oh, all the time. Well, everybody does it because they're trying to help someone else along to enjoy what they enjoy. Yeah, so but- I kind of get it.
Yeah, okay.
But when I sit down, if I even go as far as to watch that,
yeah.
And if I'm not enjoying it that much, I figure like, well, now I don't have any, but now you're silly.
Yeah, you know, and plus just, they now, told now you even, the whole plot.
Yeah, well.
Why do that?
You know what? When they tell me the whole plot, guess where my mind is? What? Somewhere else. It ain't there.
Well, yeah.
My mind wandered. When I'm listening to somebody jabber, right. I just rather than say, how do you stop it?
Do you
how
have
do,
a jabber?
How do you stop it? Do I jabber? No, because I'm so conscious of it.
Right.
That,
okay.
That I actually don't. I make it short and sweet,
then
I leave out a lot of the good stuff.
Right.
Because I figure like...
The bisque.
If I don't want to listen to somebody else go on and on, why yada, would yada, I do yada. That? Yeah, then... Then I'm assuming they don't want to hear me go on and on, so I just don't
do it. Yeah, you already know.
Because they act like idiots when they're doing that. I don't want to be an idiot.
Right. Who does?
Anyway, a lot of people. No. A lot of people do.
So that was just the thing about learning about a plot or something that they just watched. And, you know, just say, I saw a great movie and this is the name of it. Mm. Enough said.
Yeah.
Do I need to know every detail?
But you don't have to go through the whole movie. You're right. But no one's going to enjoy the thing. You know, you are you, somebody else is them, and everybody's got different taste. Because some movies are very popular, and I go see them, and it's like, what the hell is this piece of crap?
Did you like Joker? Did you see Joker?
I have not. I have not. I heard it's very dark, and I wish they'd put some lights on.
Yeah, no, I thought it's great.
Yeah.
I just loved it.
I'm sure it's good. Internationally, it's explosively popular, not just in this country. Actually, it's doing better in other countries, which is amazing.
Right.
So, all right. Sorry, went on a little too long.
Oh, that's right. I saw another movie, though. It's called The Nightingale. Just, you know, letting you know.
Okay.
It was amazeballs.
What is it about?
Oh.
Just tell me what it's about.
You can, there's a synopsis. That's fine. If someone's telling me a synopsis, I'm down
that. Give me a synopsis.
Even with the Joker, people just don't even tell you anything. Oh, Joker. Yeah, I know. That's great. But you know it's about he was mentally ill and all this stuff. Yeah. You don't need to go into that. But I could just say that.
Okay.
With The Nightingale, it takes place like 100 years ago in Australia.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as the movie's in Australia, you're like, all bets are off. Mm-hmm. Anything can happen. Mm-hmm. Crazy country. I don't know if I'd ever want to go there because it really scares me. There's all kinds of weird critters that live there and people.
Gotcha.
But anyway, so they're fascinating. Every movie I've seen from Australia is fascinating. But anyway, it's like about a woman who has to survive. She can sing. That's why she's a nightingale. Like they get her to sing for the troops. Mm-hmm. There's like a war going on. There's always a war.
It's too much of the story.
Am I? All right. Well, how about the I'm guilty. But it's just a dark, how about this? It's a dark thriller, you know, drama. There's nothing funny.
Okay.
You won't laugh.
Oh, I can't go.
You won't laugh.
I don't go to movies where I can't laugh.
I didn't laugh once. And sometimes you can find something amusing. Mm. This movie, not happening.
Well, actually, that's not true. Well, I saw a movie called Judy. It's about Judy Garland.
Oh, yeah. I did. It's, with Renee Zellweger.
Yes.
Okay, I haven't seen it yet.
It's an amazing performance that she puts on. She'll probably get an Academy Award and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
It's not funny. It's just damn interesting.
Right.
But it's not funny. But I guess I enjoyed it because it was well done. And so I guess I don't have to laugh, really. But I love it when I leave a movie theater and I'm smiling. I love that.
I know.
But that doesn't happen a lot.
I want to correct something I said. I think it's 200 years ago. They had muskets.
That's okay.
They had muskets type things.
Oh, that had to be more than 100.
Yeah.
There were no mass shootings back then unless there were like 100 muskets.
You got to reload with a stick they used.
I'm going to kill you. Hold on, though.
If I ever get this thing reloaded, you're
going to be dead, you bastard.
Yeah. So I just want to make sure people don't say, she thinks that was 100 years ago. Wait a minute. No, I mean, I'm just rounding up.
Yeah.
Could be 500.
You don't want people correcting you to that extent.
No, because there's evidence here that I've said it.
Yeah.
And now there's evidence if you play the sound bite. That's what they get you. They get you a little sound bite, and then they never get the rest of it.
But people will go around and say, did you hear like Tori on that show? She's like 100 years off.
Yeah.
That's not right.
I know. That could happen.
You don't want that reputation.
I don't need that kind of publicity.
Then after that, everything you say is 100
They've already
years
turned
off.
It off, so they're not even hearing this.
Right.
They heard, oh, this is, we can't, this oh, is
you'll
fake
never
news.
Know. You'll
fake
never
news.
Know. You'll never know.
No.
Can I play a news thing?
Where, I wish you would.
Well, we're in the Boston area, for those that are not, and there's a local news station. they were reporting in the news that a child had been shot in a car by mistake or something like that. And then they go to the weather, and the weather guy, I don't think he did it on purpose, but he said something that just shocked the
really?
Stuff off
of these weathermen, they're weird and bizarre and nerdy and off the wall. And
well, this is a fairly popular guy. I don't
they
know.
They all have a weird thing going on.
I think
on.
He was reading from a script, but the script was not a good idea at the time. Let me just play this. I think you'll find this fascinating.
All right, Danny, thanks. Still to come on this program, an 11-month-old shot inside a moving car in Philadelphia.
The latest on the baby's condition and how the shooting happened.
A couple shots at rain this week. I'll have all the timing in the forecast.
What?
See you in a few minutes.
He tried to segue in and make it relevant.
I don't know if
a couple shots at rain.
Do you think he did that on purpose?
No, I mean, I don't know. I think it was almost like he heard the word shot and then
guess.
It just stuck in his weird brain,
man.
And he threw it out there.
I couldn't believe it.
I mean,
like,
how did you find that? Is that like a big thing now?
I was actually watching it. I have these.
I thought someone made a thing about it.
I have this thing where I can, if I see something, I can go back and record it.
Sure.
And that's, yeah.
Oh, okay. So you picked that up. You're the start of this latest.
Well, I was watching the news. They were going to go the weather, and I just said, "What?
That is amazing.
What the hell?
I'm glad you could do that. I would have, you know, tucked it away and said, "Well, that's good," and told everyone what I said. I'd have no proof. I don't have this machine you talk of.
You talk in your tongue.
Yes, you know, yes. In your time.
200 years ago, they invented this machine.
Yes.
No, I just there's a lot of times when I'm watching something, and then I'm half watching, and all of a sudden, I go, "Did they actually say that? Wait a minute, or am I not hearing properly?"
Then you have to do it a lot. Do you rewind a lot, Ron? Do you rewind your life?
I do. If something like that occurs,
okay,
I shall do it.
And then preserve it and play it and share it.
Right.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I just don't do all those steps. I'd like to, but that's called effort.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
You know,
it is a lot.
It is a lot. Whatever.
Believe me, I went through a whole thing with that.
Getting here is effort. You know that.
It's crazy stuff. Hey. There's a new station, a streaming service apparently called True Royalty. Do you follow the royal stuff a lot?
I wouldn't say follow, but I'm aware of it. I mean, if something's in the news, I'm listening.
Oh yeah.
This Meghan Markle.
Yeah.
And babies.
And
I know about it.
Yeah. What was that show she was on? Deal or No Deal.
I never watched that.
Yeah, she was one of the 26 models.
But she also did another show that it's still on.
Oh.
Yeah, it's one of those nighttime serials.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't know what it's called. I forget. I don't watch those either. I used to watch Dynasty, but that's a long time
ago.
I don't watch
Night.
They don't do. They still have them? I guess they do.
I suppose they do.
It's something about, well, everyone's dressed fancy. So she was good for that.
That's
but
the way
it's still on.
200 years ago, they used to dress like that.
It's like 100.
But so this channel is like it's a download service or something. It's all stuff about royalty.
No, I'd get burnt out on that.
I tried to say all and royal at the same time it came out.
Royal. I do that. We're both mental. That's fine. Compadre, simpatico.
I watch it for the pageantry, but I very quickly.
It's a TV channel. You said watch it.
It's a streaming service. It's like a Hulu or something.
Oh, I thought you meant like of audio.
No, it's a channel, and it's all documentaries and things about royalty all over the world.
Oh, all over the world.
Yeah.
Oh, that might be interesting. England. I get it, but I would like to see Sweden once in a while.
They do.
Okay,
it's a British. It's a British service, uh-huh. Which you can get here. But yeah, and you stream it on your little thing on your pants.
Denmark. I want to. You know, Japan.
Japan.
How about if we get away from England for a minute?
Yeah. How about King Trump?
Ugh.
I don't want to see that.
Dictator.
Dictator. You got the first part of the word right.
Yeah.
Crazy. In some areas, in some states, vaping has temporarily been
because it killed
prohibited.
Three people? I know. Smoking is... But forget, let's keep doing
sure
that.
I'm not sure about that thing.
Yeah.
I understand the great concern, but yeah, three
well,
people.
Well, you know what?
There were two in Massachusetts.
Right.
Now we're up to two
okay.
in Massachusetts.
But the thing is new. The problem is it's newish.
Yeah.
Smoking's been, we know about it.
Correct.
It's nothing new.
Yes.
We get it. You're going to die.
But if they're going
to. They want to try to nip it in the bud, probably.
Well, yes, but they still allow people to buy cigarettes
because
it's
we already
America.
Established that. And well, there's America's lobbyists, there's money. It's money, basically.
I think it's more that the vaping thing is targeted for all ages, including children.
Right.
And I think that's more of it. I don't think cigarette companies are allowed to market
They're not.
Children.
Same with alcohol.
But vaping, I think, can. You can sell it to kids. Is that true?
Well, the thing is, I think when you add things to the vape, like nicotine or, you know, heroin, not heroin, but there's hash, the hash oil. There's different things you can vape. But then there's also nothing. You can vape nothing, just a flavor of nothing. So why is that illegal? But you're still putting it in your lungs.
I know. Why? That's the part that just gets me. We went through this whole thing about cigarettes. In order to smoke a cigarette, you have to go to Brazil or go outside at least.
Well, they even can't. India had. So we had clove cigarettes here up until a few years ago.
That's right,
they said these are so bad for you, we won't even allow them in the country.
Yeah.
So there's that.
How many years did it take to discover the cigarettes were bad for you? 200?
And we had Ronald Reagan was endorsing them back then. So,
that's right.
You know, you didn't know. Yeah. Rock Hudson?
Everybody. Everybody smoked.
Sure.
As a matter of fact, if you didn't smoke, there was something wrong with it.
It was cool. Well, people still think it is.
They also thought that, smoking actually relieved tension.
Well, there's a theory about that. Yeah. It's the nicotine and stress levels.
So it relieves tension. But then gives you cancer, so it's
there's a trade-off.
Yeah,
which do you prefer? Stress now or cancer later?
Yeah.
Think
half
about
a dozen of one, 6,000 of another.
Fine,
it's
though.
It's not a big deal.
Only dumb smoke anyway. That's what I think. If you're still smoking, there's something wrong with your brain. You're not smart enough to have figured out or to be able to control it.
Yeah.
Have some self-control, dude.
I know.
There's something wrong with your mind.
I know.
You've given up.
Well, it's an addiction.
I don't care.
Oh, Tori.
You know I've been over this.
Oh, my God.
Just stop it. I was drinking coffee. I stopped like that. You just have to, you put your mind to it, you can do anything.
Well, I know.
It's your mind. Well, it's all about your brain. Why don't you do some research out there, people?
Yeah.
You got this already. You got this. You want to stop smoking? Just do it.
Thank you for saying that for free, because Tori actually charges. She goes around the country. She has seminars.
The Stop It Tour?
The Stop It Tour.
Right. Been doing it for five
years.
She travels
with a band.
5 years.
The band's excellent, by the way.
Got a banjo now.
And she does. She hasn't written a book about it. She just stands there and she tells people just to stop it. They come up to a microphone in the audience and they say what their addiction and what their problem is and how they just the things are going horribly. And Tori just like points her finger at him and says,
"They're depressed.
Stop it.
Stop
it. Stop it." The way she says it, it just changes people's lives.
Because you know what? If you think about it, things are, speaking of changing, things are going to change for you. You think this is it?
Oh, it's a new world. Aren't
we all in the same boat right now?
Yes.
You think you're special in some other boat?
Yeah,
no, this is the earth boat. We're all in it.
Right.
It's going to change. It's a valley, peaks and valleys, man.
Correct.
Peaks and valleys. You got to ride
correct.
It out, ride it
correct.
Out. Don't you want to see how the final curtain ends? Don't you want to see how this crazy thing ends? You got to hang on.
Yeah.
You're going to see.
Wow.
You're going to see.
Inspirational. Inspirational.
Yeah, Tony Robbins got nothing on me, man.
No. Well, he's a lot taller, but other than that.
He had a growth problem. I think he had a hormone thing.
Yeah. Oh, he's definitely a giant. He's huge.
I can't be that big.
Everything on him is his head is huge.
He's so full of personality.
His hands are the size of an inflatable doll.
Do you know you can hire him?
Yes.
To be like your personal. I mean, it costs a lot of money.
Sure.
But he's like, dude, Tony, you got a special number. Yeah, I'm out of time now. Call me for free. I'll say, stop it. Snap out of it. We're all in this together, babe. Hang up. No charge.
You really.
No charge.
You're phenomenal. And Tori will be announcing her website and her new book coming up in about 7 years.
Yeah, that's because it's effort. Again, it's effort. I got to build it. If you build it, they will come. Isn't that Kevin Costner? What is he talking about?
You know, they have these things, these little software things, and you talk into the little microphone and it types it out.
Oh, I love that.
Of course, you have to correct it sometimes.
Okay.
And you have to say
have
period
you tried it?
And comma. Yes, I have.
No way.
It's very good. But it's
so you're endorsing it.
I am.
Ooh,
but the problem is that you have to say the punctuation, and when you do, it kind of takes you off of your flow, you know?
Oh, like exclamation point.
It's like, I can't stand you, I'm going to kill you! Exclamation point.
And then commas and colons.
It's just,
and
it takes out of
eclipses.
And
how do you say that? Eclipses? Ellipses.
Yeah, eclipses would be the
sun.
The sun thing.
Similar.
Right.
There's a stage.
I think it was derived from that.
Donald Trump, he's abusing them. He's an ellipsis abuser.
Oh, man.
dot, 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 dot.
You know what's scaring the hell out of me also is the wildfires in
California.
They're wild, man. What's up with that?
It happens all the time, doesn't it? Every couple of years we see about a fire that's going crazy over there.
It actually didn't start becoming an epidemic until last year.
Yeah.
And then this year it doubled in wildfires and deaths and all that stuff.
It's becoming into television now. I mean, programs.
Yes.
That's their plot now is part of the wildfire.
I see.
Case in point, last night, the series finale.
Oh.
Series. Good. Sorry, Ron. Right. something called The Affair from Showtime.
I've heard of it.
Oh my gosh. I've been watching it since day one. Mm-hmm. 5 years. I'm crying at the end of this.
Yes.
Because it's been, my son was alive when it started. Mm-hmm. And then my son died halfway through mm-hmm. in the last 5 years. Mm-hmm. And it's about a death, part of it's a death of a son.
Uh-huh.
And now I'm watching it, so it's like part of my life is over. It's mm-hmm. it's ended. It's sad to me. It's just a TV. Yeah, the whole thing.
What does it have to do with the wildfires?
The second to last episode.
Oh, okay.
Was they did, and they do this months in advance. They film it. Mm. How did they even know?
Oh, the wildfires were in the plot of the episode.
Yes,
oh,
they were there.
Oh, I thought you
in
meant
California.
Like they was a bulletin and they broke into the show and you couldn't watch.
Oh.
It.
No, it okay. was part. That's what I was saying. They're
oh,
part
okay.
of.
I was going to say, how heartless can you be? But that's not what happened.
That's not
okay,
what happened.
Fine.
And they're making the plot of TV shows that were
around,
already filmed.
Yeah,
that were already done.
Because you know, it happens all the time. It's
yeah.
part of the climate change in the sense that with the hotter climate, you have more dryness in the woods.
Right.
And
you're doing science
and anything,
right now.
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
And anything can spark that. Mm-hmm. And then you have dead trees,
mm.
and they catch fire, certainly.
But these are people's homes, dude.
Yeah, because
it's
crazy, man, because they're in the woods.
They're losing everything, their houses. Just,
I know. You know, you spend all your life living on a, you know, getting an expensive place with a beautiful view on the side of a hill surrounded by trees.
You think you
and
got
then
it made.
Your home burns down, and then it slides off the hill anyway.
You have insurance, but it slides
actually,
up the hill.
Well, it does. Well, or it can slide off the hill. If
that's
it
like
rains,
a mudslide.
If it rains,
that's different. It's wet, then it's dry.
Well, that's the funny part. It's not funny. If it rains, then your house slides down the hill because it's too wet.
Oh,
if
no.
If it's too dry.
And it burns up. So what are you doing out there? Where are you going to place us to live?
You say insurance.
Kentucky?
The insurance costs have skyrocketed. The insurance
oh,
companies are paying
right.
a lot
yeah,
more.
Yeah, I can see
know.
That.
Yeah,
then.
Their premium is like through the roof
oh,
now.
No. Through the roof. I see what you did there. That didn't know
I
you did.
I didn't even know I did.
I know
it.
What that. See, I would have listened. I would have heard that shot thing. Yeah. That guy said that. I would have heard that weatherman.
Yeah,
I'm already on top of it.
I know you would
it.
Have.
Yeah, but I couldn't capture it.
No.
Take my word for this. This happened. It's not fake news. Ron will back me up. He'll have him go record it.
It's true. It's true.
It is true.
Yeah, so that's crazy, man. I mean, I wouldn't want to live in California. Earthquakes, mudslides,
yeah.
now
celebrities.
Now this. Celebrities. Oh, yeah, they're
it.
All over the freaking
place. They're so
place.
Full of themselves.
Yeah, man. Well, I know, but now they got the expensive homes, and look what's going.
I don't know.
And then, I think last year, an entire town perished, and the name of the town, do you remember?
No.
Paradise.
Oh, California?
Yeah, that was...
Because there's one in Florida, too.
Well,
I think.
Fire didn't
I think they're
that
everywhere.
Much.
Well, I mean, I think that's a typical,
typical.
Generic
well,
town name.
Ironic as well. If you're going to name a town that, things better freaking go well all the time.
There's a place called Hell. I forget which
Is
state it's
really?
In.
Really?
Yeah, there's a town or something.
Who would name
That's
kind of
cool. There's Satan's...
How is
there's,
that cool?
Also, in Massachusetts, there's something called Satan's...
Oh, that's because of the witch trial thing. That's
no, that's Salem.
Thing.
No, this is way over in Worcester County.
Yeah, but that's an honor.
It's
that's an
Satan's,
honor of Satan's Hill.
No.
Satan's,
it's this
Satan's
big. It's just there's a church there or something.
Okay.
Satan's...
Paradise?
Village?
Satan's oh, last man. Stand?
Everyone start Wikipedia-ing this, please. I'm not going to say Google. Say Wiki it. Wiki,
I don't
Wiki.
Know. That's awful. Maybe they spelled Satan wrong.
No. It's a thing.
Mm.
Like, so there's a hell,
it's
there's
funny
a
how
Satan,
one little letter can
there's
change
a paradise.
Everything. Paradise, again, don't do it. But
yeah.
Hell, that's absurd. You know, who's going to move into that town, Hell? Where do you live?
The goth people.
Go to hell.
They love it.
Go
they have,
to
they
hell.
Have. They set up a vape shop and a tattoo place.
Yeah,
they
hell.
Love it. I went to hell to get this. Where'd you go? Go to hell. Well, I'm going next week.
I went to hell and back.
Oh, my God.
Jeez.
I know I need to find out where exactly it is because it's
be
in my
funny.
Mind that it's a place.
It
and I don't. It might
thing.
Not even be in this country, but it probably is. And then there's
wow.
one in Norway, too, or something. This is something, man.
Wow. Where can I get a good deal on a house? Go to hell.
There you go.
Yeah, that's awful.
It
it's
is.
Funny, though.
It's a little profane.
It's funny.
Speaking of hospitals.
Yeah.
Woo.
Nicely done.
Do you ever think the people that go to ERs, I
yeah.
thought of this,
yeah.
and I know it's true,
yeah.
because Oracle.
Okay.
They go to ERs for ab pain.
Yes.
A high percentage of them are gas.
Correct.
See?
Yes.
Telling you.
I've done research on this.
I don't even need to.
The percentage of fake heart attacks and strokes
yeah.
is gas.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a painful thing. I've had gas attacks.
Too.
I don't even need the gas mask.
Awful.
It's a different kind.
I mean, it's horrible.
Right.
And you really feel like I can't breathe. And it's
I'm talking about the lower ones too. There's upper and there's lower.
They're all bad.
I've had the lower ones.
Yeah, me too. I like the lower ones better.
No, I don't.
Oh, I do.
It could be like appendicitis. Well, you get confused.
But at least I feel like I'm in the area of release. You know,
there is a release.
The escape hatch is down there.
It's hatching.
But when it's up in the chest.
Oh, right.
There's no escaping, man. Where's it gonna go?
Your mouth. You burp. You squeeze it out somehow.
I don't know. And when it's down, around the ass, I'm figuring, all right, probably not have long to go.
And it does. It does. You relieve yourself, but you got to hang on.
I told you.
I'm
the
too
story.
Embarrassed to go to the.
Did I tell you?
You
about,
did.
I
but
did
tell me. You. Tell us. Tell us again.
I'll tell you again. I'm going to make it short though with the whole synopsis.
Yeah.
200 years ago, I'm sitting.
It was only 100. No, right. There were muskets. Wait. It's called The Nightingale. Go watch it.
I get this incredible pain in my chest, and from learned that's a heart attack. So I went to the. I called the ambulance, mm-hmm. and then they brought me to the to Brockton Hospital.
We should do this annual story. Okay, you fine. Do it once You're a right. year. Okay. Go ahead.
I ran there, and they actually put me through testing. I am in agony, man. Right. I am in agony.
It's no fun.
And they come back really, really quickly because I mean I was just beside myself.
It's an emergency.
And they said you have a build. Your organs are pushed all out of place because you have a gas bubble in your chest.
Yeah.
Your organs are like pressing up against other organs. It must be very painful. Well, what do I do? We're going
to
close.
Sorry
the,
to laugh.
We're going
to
close the door. They had little rooms. We're going
to
close the door, and you just let it go.
Yeah.
And I said, I need something.
Were you holding it in though?
No,
oh,
I wasn't.
Okay.
So they gave me a little thing to drink. I don't know what it was.
Oh, the barium or something.
Within like 30 seconds, it let loose, and oof. Man, it was like. I don't. I think I kind of blocked out the level of sound from the sirens.
Right. Were you alone in the room?
Yes.
Okay, that's good.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God, yes. I'm not going to be responsible for murder.
Funnier story.
And that was it. And then they released me, and I went home.
They released you.
Right. And I released it.
The irony.
And ever since then, I've still had I have gas problems, but now I know. I can relieve myself.
Yeah, I'm not going to embarrass myself going to any ER.
Right.
What's that about?
That's
Are you
crazy.
Serious? I will die on the bathroom floor before I go to that emergency
but
room.
Now I use the gas for an excuse for everything. If I get a hangnail, I'll go... that feels better. My finger feels better now.
It does.
No, it's just I use the excuse for everything.
Right. It's flatulence.
Yeah.
That's the fancy word.
If I fart in public, I just yell out, medical. It's medical. It's like medical marijuana. I have to do it. My doctor said I can do it anyway.
I just make sure I'm with Buffren. So when I do it, he takes the heat.
Right.
Because this little lady can't happen to her. He gets so annoyed.
Isn't that?
He has to go, it's her.
It's so sexist. Because you always, if there's a guy and a girl and one lets loose, of course it's the guy because they do that for fun.
Right. Yeah.
Well, we don't do it for
so
fun.
He's so annoyed.
See,
I love
every
it.
Guy will say, we don't do it for fun. We do it because we have to.
Okay.
It's
same
not for
here.
Fun.
Hello?
It's not a joke.
Well, it's joke-ish. But I have to, too. I can make fun.
I think you make a joke after it to cover the embarrassment of doing it. I don't think it's done. It's like, oh, here's a lot of people.
Listen,
watch this.
I know.
You
know, but listen,
no, people don't do that.
When we're alone, it's a different matter. When I'm alone making the noise, there's nothing funny about it. It's just like,
absolutely not.
12 pounds
absolutely
of gas
not.
Just came out of me. Oh, that was 9 pounds. Yeah. It's that. Yes. But when someone else is there, it's their reaction is what I find amusing. Yeah. It's all about the reaction, man.
You're in a car alone.
Yeah.
And you have to do the release of the gas, like the release of the doves.
Right.
And you're sitting in a car alone, and you release it.
Yeah.
And it's heavenly to be able to get it out of your system. And within about 10 seconds, the odor starts coming up. Isn't it amazing how that odor is... It's not so bad.
Yeah, we've talked about this, and I think it's gross. I don't like mine. I don't like anybody else's.
I'm not going to bottle mine for perfume.
Oh,
but at
I
the get same
a runaway.
Time,
I can't stand it.
I find to me, it's like comfort food.
Boyfriend says the same
very,
thing.
I feel
Boyfriend
very,
says the
very
same
at ease,
thing.
Very
I don't.
But somebody else's? Oh, my God.
That's true with everybody. That's universal.
Well,
but what I'm saying
that.
Is
well,
I can't. Because I've done a poll. Title of.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I can't.
I did a poll by Jordan.
I've done a poll. Only one.
Yes, go on.
I carry around Osium with me. It's a little spray. kills odors. I carry it around because I want to, I have to, in case I'm in an, what do you, look, the waiting room for a doctor, and I have to, you wait so long, you're like, I got to go, and they're going to come in, it's going to be bad. So I have to spray afterwards. I used to use mouth spray, you know, Banaca, when I didn't have this. I'd have to spray anything around the room to relieve embarrassment about someone coming into a room I've just fouled.
Yes, yes.
So ladylike. Well, you so you carry around some Osium. Go find it. It's at the store. Give you a little skinny
tube.
Never
heard of that. And, you spray it actually works, huh?
After the show, I'll show you.
Does
I'll
Osium
demonstrate.
Smell like anything?
It's lemony. Bubblegum and happiness.
I'm not into lemon.
Well, it's not too lemony, but it's there's different fragrances. Yeah. Just go find something.
I hope it's not the one you had last time in the other studio.
Oh, no. That shall never be spoken of again, like Voldemort. Don't say the name.
I'm not. Don't worry about that.
You know what tomorrow is, by the way, before I forget? Vote. Everybody vote.
Oh, for what?
Just whatever's running.
Oh, I don't think most people even. You know, I'm very up on
it's
things.
Spread
story.
Out around the country.
Oh, true.
Because November the Tuesday.
I understand.
Yeah,
you spread know. Out around the country. You devil. So it's usually local stuff, I would assume.
Or, but we're, could be people can hear us globally, right?
Yeah.
So,
oh yeah,
check out Tuesday check out. At the polls.
Yeah, and you people in Ukraine, to the polls. To the polls.
Do they vote over there, or is it just like a thing?
I think it's just
they just
know,
say you're it.
You know, they let them in, they let them do their thing, but it doesn't
30
necessarily
years later,
count. You know,
Lenin,
yeah, whatever.
He finally,
yeah, whatever.
Got out.
Come on, have a good day. Right. Vote if you want. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't. I think people say it doesn't here in the United States of America.
In Poland, do the polls go to the poll?
Yeah.
Polls go to the polls.
Yeah, that's a good one.
It's redundant.
Checks make a check. I don't know. I'm just grasping here.
When you go to the polls, Tori, by the way, is an expert in this because she was a parole officer.
A warden. Correct.
And
I started with inspector, worked up to clerk, then warden. I maxed out, unless I would want to run the place.
When you go to the polls and you're going to that little curtain area, I always pee a little bit because I figure it's private in there.
Right.
And one day I actually dropped my pants in there, and then I figured, oh no, it's just a half curtain. That's not a good idea.
Yeah, no.
That's not a good idea.
We
I thought it went all the way down.
Do that. Yeah. Don't write Mickey Mouse either. We're sick of that.
I wouldn't do something like that.
Santa
that's like
Claus.
Saying
they write
like
that. Write ins.
No. That's stupid. That's like saying on December 31st.
It makes people have to stay longer. Good job, idiot.
Yeah. Anyway, so they give me a little stylus, a little pen, and I color it in. Is that voting by hand, or is that become electronic at a point?
Oh, it's absolutely electronic. It feeds into a machine.
Really?
Before you leave, you see it go into the machine.
Okay.
It's tallying that way. And there's also, if that's put on a computer disk, it's on paper, and they save the ballots.
Yeah.
So you can always go back and hand count those ballots. In some places, if it's just electronic, there's, you know, who knows? There should always be a backup. Always
be
a backup.
That's the thing. I mean, I'm concerned about Russia and China, especially Russia. Actually running ads and things like that, and that scares me in itself.
Mm-hmm.
But if they have the ability to actually hack into the system and change your vote into something else, well, I hope not.
Well, here in Massachusetts, I tell you, as I said, we have the paper ballots,
right.
So they can save those for a year, even maybe 2 years, and they can always go back and look at them and count them. And there's all these backups. There's a census book. I mean, there's a book you can see who's voted.
Good.
That you check off the person that's voted. So there's a real system in place here.
Yeah.
Whether that's all through America,
probably not.
I don't know.
Probably not.
I don't think so.
Probably not.
Right.
I don't think the technology has reached every state. But vote tomorrow.
Right.
Tuesday.
It's the big Tuesday.
This
is the big one.
The big one. And go on your Google machine and find out what's going on and see who the candidates are. But don't do it by ads and stuff. Do it by actually checking what the candidate believes in and is standing behind. That's how you make your decision, not based on an ad.
Oh, I hope not.
Because ads are false. They're actually lies.
Right.
And we know that
that's nothing new either.
No, they're not. But Trump is actually doing it, and he actually admits it. And because he lies about everything. But they actually create this stuff that is a total lie.
That's right.
And that's dangerous because most of America, and this is where I guess I'm getting sad again and angry and pissed off.
Mm-hmm.
Most of America believes the ads.
Right.
All they do is see one ad and they go, "Well, there you go.
I know.
Broadcast. Must be
it's
true."
It's the same with Fox Television News. They just propaganda.
It's an awful thing.
Dude.
I
don't watch TV. I don't like it.
Well, you know, ads come up in all different ways, all different types, all different places.
True. That's true.
Especially on Facebook. I'm so mad at Facebook.
Oh, and Zuckerberg?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Man, you know, come on.
Twitter decided no more political ads.
Yeah.
And but for Facebook, they're making so much money. How can you say no to it? He needs to put his kids through college. In Switzerland, I guess.
I told a story on the show about three days ago. I'll make it really quick. Synopsis.
Oh, cool, cool. Is it 200 years ago?
This guy in California had an ad. He did a video of Lindsey Graham saying in the video, you know, I actually do support the Green New Deal. I really believe that the planet is in trouble, and I support that. And then this AOC girl, you know.
Yeah, I know.
Is standing next to him in the background.
Making face, giving bunny ears.
The guy completely fabricated the video by taking clips of things, putting words together, and it was an incredibly beautiful job.
You know what that's called, Ron? Can I tell you what that's called? There's a new thing happening.
Really?
It's called deep fake.
Oh, my God.
DeepFake. Yeah. Deep fake. Now, what this means is, everyone go Google it if you don't know, but a lot of my audience knows, my friends. Right. They can create a video, not just pictures. Yeah. Pictures we already got that covered. That could be fake, Photoshop.
Right.
How about deep fake video?
Yeah.
It'll blow your mind.
It's amazing how it's done.
So the dumb people are already too bad.
Absolutely.
They're gone. They're Absolutely. Done. They're done.
So the guy goes to Facebook, runs it on Facebook. Mm-hmm. Facebook takes it off.
Yeah.
Because they recognize that Lindsey Graham would never say this.
That's what.
So they take it off. Then the guy goes to his California town hall. And he takes out papers to run for a local office.
Oh, no.
Then he puts the video back on under his political candidate thing. And Facebook accepts it because they will take it from a political candidate.
No way.
But not from a private citizen.
That is disturbing.
And that's why Zuckerberg is really disturbing. And Zuckerberg admits, we have to make some adjustments, but that was the policy.
And a lot of it is done by bots on the Facebook.
Yes. Yeah.
I've reported fake profiles. They're clearly fake. Mm-hmm. They're not a real person.
Yeah.
They send you back a form thing. This does not go against our community standards, unfortunately. You can block the person. I'm like, are you serious? Once in a while, they will catch a legitimate one that I've reported. But then you pretty much give up. You stop reporting.
Facebook is fine, but it has to be regulated more than just the guy in a t-shirt because it is so powerful.
Yeah.
There's a very high percentage of people of all ages that get their news from Facebook.
Right.
That's scary
and
stuff.
And I have people that have deactivated their accounts, and they do not come back. They said, I'm done with it. They're stealing my data, the data mining, all kinds of reasons.
They're gone.
Yeah. I can't talk. I don't even talk to them now, some of them, because they're just, that's how I communicate with Facebook.
Facebook owns Instagram?
I think so.
Hmm.
I don't have an Instagram. I mean, don't want an Instagram. Yeah. How about that? Because it's way more.
I'm just thinking that there should be some entity that should challenge Facebook and or Instagram while they're down, while they're having problems,
right?
And say we do the same thing, but we do it intelligently and we do it responsibly, and I think they could do quite well,
right?
There's a lane open for that.
Well, I think probably someone's working on it because nothing new under the sun. Right, I think it's happening.
Are you saying that you are?
Yeah, I am.
When you say someone's working on it?
I am. I have it done. It's all done.
I thought so.
Stop it. Squeezing in. It's part of the tour.
Well, good. I didn't even pay for the...
It's a brochure, really. A pamphlet.
Really?
It's not even a book.
That's ridiculous. Oh, man.
That's all I got. Excellent. That worked out well, folks. You got off early tonight.
Yeah, it's...
It's more of a synopsis.
It's like... But there will be a test. So you don't get off that easily.
We'll give you 200 years to study. Yeah. No, only 100.
Now we're going to let you go home and do what you need to do at this point. Do you want to take a guess?
Ooh.
Tori was going to take a guess.
You said we weren't going to do this anymore.
Then we won't.
Well, I'll say 39.
39?
I know that's heavy. It's more like 35.
It is heavy.
Five.
All right, let's take a look. Well,
39. You gave me the look like I better back off.
Because I am not an oracle.
Yeah, you made me doubt myself. Stop it.
You were 8 seconds away, and I don't know that clock started right on the button.
You delayed a little eight seconds.
You could have been, oh my God, you're scaring the hell out. You go to that hell town.
I'll find out where it is, and you Satan's are, something.
No, you are legitimately scaring me now.
I'm getting gas. Don't go to the ER.
Wow.
They'll put you in a row and make
that
you fart.
That is so, I mean, ladies and gentlemen, that was not rigged.
It never is.
The clock does not show, so we're not conscious of it through the whole thing because it's, you know.
And you make it, the screen goes silent, goes dark.
Well,
and then then he renews it.
If you're looking at it all the time, you can't do the show properly.
Right.
And then she guesses, oh my God, that is just really freaky.
All right, fine.
Sorry, am I overdoing this?
It's okay.
All right, fine.
No one else knows about it. It's just you and I.
Okay.
No one listens.
Yeah.
They don't believe anyway.
You know what?
No one believes.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Have yourselves a wonderful day. We wish you peace.